Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We worship you. In Jesus' name. Please take your seats. May the Lord bless you. We are grateful for this great day. Thank you again for my birthday celebrations yesterday. It was very nice. I really appreciate the time, the opportunity to serve in the house of God. Just to be reminded, to be brought into consciousness of the grace of God. Hallelujah. We welcome all those who are listening with us on radio. Those that are watching us, may the Lord be with you. All of our viewing centers and our campuses that are tuning online, may the Lord bless you. I'm grateful to all of our campus pastors, the efforts and the time that has been given. Amen.
Amen.
We are teaching on familiarity. My teaching is Matetes, familiarity. I'm teaching this. It's part of the teachings that Bishop teaches very seriously. And I believe today is going to profit us greatly as a church and as a people. It's always good to guard yourself. We say Matete's familiarity breeds contempt. Familiarity breeds contempt. You can become familiar. It's very easy to become familiar. There are many things we can teach on familiarity. But I want us to speak familiarity in relation to the work and the church. That it is very possible that you are stuck where you are stuck because you have passed the stage of awe, the stage of admiration. You have passed that stage, and so it's no longer profiting you at all. It's very possible. Galatians 6:6, it says, be generous and do good. It says, let him who taught the word share in all good things. It says, let him who's taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. One pastor said to me, why you are very bold to teach that people need to give and honor you? I say, it's the scripture. Can't you tell your neighbor, it's a verse. Tell your neighbor, arikesiti this thing.
We are not saying these things.
Today, there are a lot of pastors who are part-time pastors. They work. They are working somewhere. Their love and commitment is not to the church, because their needs are so much. I wish they have done the clip yesterday of Mayor Sister Lindi Minele, one of our deacons in our church in Midran. She made a statement. She says, this formula is not working for you.
She
says, if we look what other pastors are doing, what other pastors are dressing, what other pastors are driving, it's not working for you. It's not working for your family, but it's working for us. We can see your selflessness. You see, you have to understand that any pastor that you have is God sent. Yeah, you should know that your life is being preserved. Your life is being saved. Your life is being secured. So I am a pastor. I teach my members that if all of our churches are to work and function,
We are the one to give our offerings. This church is where it is because we have given, people have given offerings before you came. I said, before you arrived here, the chair you are sitting on, somebody bought it. The building you are enjoying, somebody paid for it. And it has taken a pastor to teach and to do those things. So the Bible says, let him who's taught the word share in all good things. Marriages have been saved. I can give you testimony after testimony of marriages that will not have survived. By the grace of God, I have people come that I can say today they are millionaires. They didn't come here. They came here as student like you. They came here like student. The testimony that our beloved sister was giving just now. That one day I said to her, call so-and-so. Speak to so-and-so. You'll get a job. She's not the only one. She's not the only one. I don't know, you understand. Now, I want to teach you this principle. We don't give because it's Founders Day. We don't give because it's Pastor's birthday. We don't give because in October is International Pastor's Month. That pastors are honored. Churches are trying to gather. I can tell you my disappointments. Many years ago, I came full time. I had a car. I had two cars. I had a GTI. And then I had a Toyota Corolla. My GTI.
GTI.
I lost it. The Toyota Corolla. They stole it in my yard. So within, after I became full time, within 3 months of my full time, I lost all my cars. Oh, you don't know spirituality, you people. All my cars, I paid them cash. I don't understand. So when they stole my cars, the insurance had a problem to pay me. I had to hire lawyers that I should be paid. Okay, let me leave that. Some people in the church had compassion. They said, we're going to buy Muruti a car. That was a noble thing. The car was never bought. Money was raised. Even today as I speak, I've never smelled even a single cent. Or seen it. And when they were starting to discuss the car, they had a specific kind of car they wanted to buy. It started to change. Then they say, we'll buy him a Chigo. But he must know that this car is a church car. Everybody can drive it anytime. You don't know. So I want to tell you why you have to give to me. Yes, I can call you by name. I can call, if you have been with me for years, I can call you by name. If you don't remember, I will remind you. I will do what? I will remind you. Yes, I'll remind you. May the Lord have mercy. So I'm not intimidated. I am talking to family members. I'm talking to my children. I'm talking to people who God has called us together. The book of Acts chapter 1, verse 17, it says, Judas, who had betrayed us, had a ministry with us. He says he was numbered with us and obtained part of this ministry. I'm speaking to people who have obtained part of this ministry. I have pastors who are preaching as I preach. I labor in the teaching and doctrine. The
message I'm teaching, they teach it. Yes. I labor. They have a ministry. They have an inheritance. It has been given to them. If there is anyone to honor me, I don't expect strangers. They can write on me on YouTube and criticize me. Who cares? I don't care. They've criticized me that I'm a devil. There are more devils than me. I don't care. We'll talk about the ministerial jealousy. Yeah, there is ministerial jealousy. When you teach, people twist what you teach. That's why I'm saying I'm teaching you. Because you are a family member. When you're in trouble, I'll be there. I said to you, when you die, I'll bury you. Should I die before you? You will come to my funeral. I hope. But I don't want you to have the mindset of celebrating people who are dead. People celebrate dead people. You know dead people. Oh, die. Close. Yeah. Die. Close. Die. Die.
Close.
Even those who hated you. They're not doing it for the dead person. They're doing it for themselves. Yes. They do it for themselves. Okay, let me get into the message. I was trying to answer your unbelief. What is familiar spirit? Is to know someone so well in such a way that it causes you to lose admiration. It causes you to lose respect and the sense of awe. Familiar spirit is a domesticated spirit. It's a household spirit.
They're just familiar with you.
Yes. In my house, there's a rule. No nudity in my house. You know nudity. For men, let me talk to the mothers and the fathers. How you dress in the house is very important. As a husband and a father,
I don't just walk around naked.
Because I said, I don't want my children to be exposed. So that another maid who comes, it should be so uncomfortable to be in the company of somebody who's not dressed properly. I've told young women who don't dress well, I said to them, you make it difficult for me to relate with you the way you are dressed. Because I'm not your boyfriend. I have no interest to be your boyfriend. I don't want to see certain parts of your body. Your body's secret.
So,
I'm speaking to you as a father, as a senior brother, as somebody who loves you and is concerned about you. So, nudity, no. I don't want children to be familiar. Familiarity is dangerous. Yes. The issue of children being abused in the house is a familiar spirit. So you have to deal with that spirit now as a parent. I have a lot to go by. So I'm going to give you points, and the ones that I feel I need to elaborate, I'm going to elaborate. I've done much. There are people who criticize me. It's fair. Through criticism, we learn and we improve ourselves. But there are people who criticize who have failed in the trade of church planting and being pastors. They failed in their morality. Yes. They can't be an example. But their mouth. Big mouth. May the Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Number one, familiarity breeds contempt, disrespect, and dishonor. Familiarity leads to hostility
And it leads to minimization. Somebody minimizes your contribution in their life. Last week I was teaching about, it was Mother's Day. That you need, don't minimize your mother. Yes, I saw a boy weeping. I'm sure you have seen it. Weeping her mother. Someone in KwaZulu. And saying to the mother, where did you sleep last night? Having a Zorro, beating her mother. I said, you, your mother, oh, who this is?
The mother has made you grow up by sleeping outside.
Get it. You will be dead if your mother didn't do it. Your righteousness, yourself. I should say, your self-righteousness is going to catch up with you. Oh, you think you are better than your mother? You. You. Or a mother and a little boyfriend?
You are saying that.
You are playing. You are playing.
What's happening?
You don't understand. You don't understand. If you see any woman struggling, carrying children around, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Most women go through much. They are undermined by everybody else. They are the greatest sacrifices. If there is anyone who sacrifices on earth, if there is anyone who have a sign like that of God, who goes far beyond their ability, who do miracles, signs and wonders,
it's
women. And then, next to the woman is the pastor. Who will break his own moral code to go and help people who tomorrow I chooses them of the things that they didn't do. Yes, most pastors are suffering. Being accused by the people they helped and assisted. In Emmanuel Christian Church, you disrespect our pastor. We will cut you out of our church. Yeah, we'll ask you to go and join another church. Where there are perfect people. I said familiarity.
2
Samuel chapter 6, verse 20-23. The Bible says David returned, celebrating God. Celebrating the ark of God that has come. And his wife looked at him, dancing. And the woman felt aggrieved that was this. I have a woman, a born again woman. Her husband, they attended the crusade. Then when the crusade ends, we are doing a crusade we are doing a night of glory in Midrand. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Let me tell you something, it's not for free. It's free for people who are getting born again. By the time, by Friday, when we finish, the cost and expenses. You play.
What's happening?
Fortunately, we are financing ourselves. The man of God. At the end of the crusade, he received an offering. This man of God was sitting there with his wife. He wrote a 10,000
check
to support the crusades. Continue preaching. That's the day his marriage ended. When they arrived at home,
I'm tired.
You gave 10,000 for the work of the ministry.
He left.
That was the last time. I'm telling you the truth. It's not a story.
Story.
Somebody being excited, a soul is being born again. This crusade was successful. The cost of it. Let's make the burden lighter for the man of God.
Yeah.
Mercy. Number two. Honor brings admiration. Honor brings awe. Yes. But familiarity makes you to lose the sense of awe. Familiarity will make you to not recognize the seat you are given. Yeah. You are sitting there. You don't recognize it. Oh, you are head of worship. You don't recognize it.
Oh, you are head of security. Oh, sit here. You are an assistant pastor. This is your chair. Sit here. In our church, we have a problem. Our people are proud. You'll tell them, assistant pastor, sit here. Pastor, sit here. They'll go and sit at the back. Yes. Yeah, they will sit at the back. Can you say it? False humility. Yes. False. False humility. It's familiar spirit. It's a familiar spirit. Yes, it's a familiar spirit. You said your seat is here. You choose to sit at the back. Where now? You sit to sit. If you are working, there are people who are working in the church. We understand why they have to sit at the back. Because they are the one providing many things. But you?
Me when?
Oh, here's your seat. I had a pastor who was sitting. He's the only pastor that I gave a chair to sit close to.
Me.
He told the staff in my absence, he hates me. Familiarity.
Then
I chased the day I knew about it. I said to the person, family members.
I work with my family members.
I work with people I like. And I want the people who work for me and with me to like me. Yeah.
In this church,
we are family. You have a problem with me? It doesn't have to go to the next person. You just come and say, hey, Mrut,
or a pastor,
I'm not happy.
Or
I don't understand. Help me. We are family. I may not like it, but fortunately, you love me enough.
I'll tell you to no, just leave. Take everything that's yours.
I reminded the person,
you don't have matric.
I raised you up. I've grown you up. You are a pastor. You are celebrated. You are receiving offerings that you don't even tell me. You think I don't know. Your house is full of furniture. My members have bought you this thing. You think I don't know.
Can take everything that's yours and leave.
Yeah. Familiarity. Before
they get married,
she's nice.
Oh, see, I'm a daughter.
Look at the sister next to you.
Sheba also met
her. Say, look how nice you are. Please remain that way. Remain nice. Even after you are married. Yes. Mona si banga si lori homona.
Your man is not a bank. Now
your demands are. Your parents couldn't reach your demands.
That's
why get married. Get married. Yeah. So that you'll have your own children who will make demands on you.
Oh,
you will learn quickly. When
somebody is being naughty towards me.
Somebody was laughing when my daughter became pregnant. I said, okay.
You have kids as well.
Pray.
I said, you have kids as well.
Pray.
Rapela.
Pray.
Rapela.
Pray.
Rapela.
Pray.
Rapela.
Your children will humble you.
Yeah.
They'll bring you down. You'll come. You'll be nice very quick. Yeah. You will be nice. Yeah. You'll be very nice. Yeah. People ask, they will pick up the phone and go, hey, how are you?
Or hey,
have you heard?
Or hey,
Edward. Listen. I've been married for 33 years. I don't take it for granted that God has kept me. It's not out of my own strength. My secret is you. God has kept me because I'm leading you. If you
were
not there, oh, my life wouldn't be what it is. I
might
with somebody. So I'm saying husband. 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 Be humble.
Yeah.
Be humble.
We know that your wife is working for you.
Number three. Familiarity affects those who are close to the pastor. All my pastors can be very close. We are receiving offerings for the Founders Day. I've seen in churches where I go, everybody will give their offering except the pastor.
It's
gross. It's familiarity. Every pastor must give their offerings. Yes. Those who are close to the pastor, my wife, my children, I have my uncle here, I see him. My uncle, I have my brother in the Mount Horeb. I have Pastor Ed and his wife. They are my relatives. These are people who can fall flat because
if I go
outside, somebody has one toilet. Yeah, you can become very familiar.
We know this person.
Yes, it's familiarity. The pastors that are close. You have been a member in the church for years. You have been given access to me and my house. You can become very familiar. Instead of honoring me, yes. May the Lord have mercy. Number 4. Familiarity has the ability to neutralize the greatest and the largest gifts. There are people who receive miracles, signs, and we are going for it in midway. You'll hear the testimonies.
Oh,
I was sick, the Lord healed me. Oh, this has happened. God has blessed me. You become familiar. There was a couple, and this happens in many couples in the church. One of them said, let's go and see Apostle.
I don't want to hear anything from the pastor.
I will find my way. I'll look for psychologists. Listen, some problems are spiritual. It's not a mental problem. It's a spiritual problem. One word from God will make a great difference. Some of us will speak and will not say, that says the Lord. But our finger will be on it.
When we speak,
it will
say, the pastor that told
us. We are in general. No, I don't speak in general. I'm precise. May the Lord have mercy. Satan can neutralize the power of God. Mark 6, they did to Jesus. The Bible says Jesus could not do any greater works. Because what about
they knew him.
Yes, they said, we know this one. He
grew just in front of us.
This one, Ramit.
We know this one. He was even failing at school.
This one, Ramit.
We know this one.
Yeah.
His little secrets, we know them.
May the Lord have mercy. Number 5, familiarity is the cause of diminishing attendance in church. I say familiarity. I'll watch online. That's familiarity. Yeah. I was talking to somebody. It was a branch meeting. Thursday. He said, no, I think I didn't go out to a message. Sunday.
I couldn't find the time to listen to the message. On Sunday, I was busy doing
the laundry. But I got a chance. I didn't get the chance. You are familiar.
Yes.
Most people will not come to prayer on Wednesday. They are familiar. They will not attend cell.
Yeah.
All these people are some of the most vicious people with their tongue. They will criticize the church. I was saying to somebody, I will come to your wedding, but I want you to know it will only be me. Because you are mean, you don't attend other people's. I heard a person here who never attended baby showers. Who never attended bridal showers. Yeah. They became pregnant. Nobody wanted to give. My wife had to plead with them. With the women in the church. We don't like the woman, it's true. We don't like her. Let's not use the word horat. We don't like her because horata and like is not the same. You get it? As I guess, a child is a blessing. We are giving this gift to this baby. We are receiving the baby. We are not rejecting the baby.
She was so embarrassed.
Yeah. She took everything. You know, some of you are carrying the attitude of your ancestors here. Everybody.
Your mother is just fighting with everyone. You come with the same spirit.
It's not going to work. Not here. That familiar spirit is not going to work.
You speak about the pastor.
In our church, we don't talk about the pastor. It's familiarity. You are familiar. In the bad life, we don't speak about the pastor in a bad life. It's a curse in itself. It's a curse. Oh, don't grab a tobacco panel. What one person told me, they have left our church. He said, oh, Muruti, you don't know. He said, every time
we speak about you and the church.
He says, we miss the church. But he said, the bad thing about our group, there are those who are still hating from having left the church. They don't want to speak anything good that you married them. That you took them in. Yes. They will not acknowledge it.
Oh.
May the Lord have mercy. Number six, familiarity is the greatest cause of spiritual barrenness. We have two camps coming. We have believers camp, pastoral and shepherds camp. We have been talking about it for the past 2 months. Or 3 months. But somebody will say, I'm not coming. I will not go. Yes, camp.
I've been going to camps.
You will be barren. Spiritual barrenness is caused by familiarity. Yes. Number seven. You can be close to the man of God without becoming familiar. My wife is a good example. My wife honors me. My children. My wife has taught them that this man is a man of God. Respect him. I want to challenge you today. The Bible gives us the story of John, who was close to Jesus. In the book of 1 John 1:3, he tells the story, the aura, the honor he has for Jesus. He said that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, has manifested to us. We have seen it. We bear witness and show unto you that eternal life. Yes. This is somebody with honor. Yes. It doesn't call you prophet in your eyes.
Vincent. When you turn
to say Vincent. No. May the Lord have mercy. The other person is Mary and Martha. I enjoy confectionery, I enjoy the roto, the kuku. But I can't eat them anymore. Because my body doesn't agree with them. They make me sick, literally. Because of the content that is in the flour. So when I consulted the medical doctor, they told me your problem is the food you are eating. Stay away from the food. You'll be fine. So if you get leopard, think it's a cake,
if you have a party and cake is a jar, don't be angry.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mercy.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Martha and Mary remain with admiration. The book of John chapter 11 verse 2. The Bible says it was that Mary who anointed the Lord Jesus with the fragrant oil.
You
see, one of the things that we see, your honor, your aura, is as well in your contributions. Yes. I was telling you to Pastor K. I said, no, this I want the list. I want to know who have contributed. So I don't give honor to a wrong person. I'm not deceived. By their nice soft words in my presence. Yes. I'm not deceived. I don't want to be deceived. So this is why the Bible writes there, is that Mary which anointed the Lord with an ointment. The Bible says this ointment was a year's salary. I don't know how much is your salary. This woman loved Jesus. Where's your love for me? I
said,
if you love the Lord, you'll love me. Yeah. I was laughing at a parent who was criticizing me. They are children. I'm the one who's pastoring them. So I laughed. I said to Pastor K, this person doesn't understand. I have more power influence upon his own children. Yes.
Her kids don't listen to her. They listen to me.
Yes. They have become good, not because of them, but because I'm involved in their life. Even the careers they are doing, I've told them, do this career. You'll do well here.
When
they become
boastful, they grow up.
They will tell you, Mama,
they say, Ma,
you are fine.
But
that one,
it's ours.
Hallelujah. Familiarity leads to presumptions. When you are brought into some close places.
Yeah.
You can be brought in into high places. So you have to fight against familiarity. Number
10.
You can be anointed because you are close. Elisha was anointed because he was close to Elijah.
2
Kings chapter 2:15. But Gehazi was close to Elisha. And he was cursed. Yeah. Familiarity. After Barapella Mut,
when they pray for
peace, and now Yakumura had the Konomarari Ebona, Rao Chacha, Repatel.
He says, pay for a certain amount.
Profit unto me, let me get my share.
The pastor has sent me for Aki Kremadiam.
Pastors, we don't do ministry for money. Yes. Samuel said to the whole Israel, and maybe I could use the word of Mama Lindy. I can borrow the words of Mama
Lindy.
I've not eaten your money. Me? No. Until to date, All the offerings that were given in my name. Oh, I built the church with them. Yes. Me.
Na.
I say me. The same sites you see. Wherever we have bought the site, I've gone far beyond. For you, not for me. They are not in my name. You can go to the land, whatever, and go and check. What this property that we are in, who is the owner?
Oh,
it's not mine. It's not in my name. No. All these sites, you can go. And they are beautiful sites. Money has been spent. I should have bought myself a Range Rover. Maybe a Maserati. And I agree with Sister Lindy that I should have built one big church so I can dress well. Yes. But I've not done it. Mercy.
Wow.
Gahazi spirit. Familiarity.
The time is going past.
It's when someone finds faults with the leader.
Yes.
Familiarity. You see, when someone wants to correct the leader. Familiarity is seen when you correct upwards. That is rebellion. It's an Absalomic spirit. It's given a privilege in the king's court.
Yes.
We gave you
a chair. If I was apostle, I could have done something different. Really?
You are familiar. People are going to go to hell because they are familiar. They come to church, but they don't change. Yes, you are familiar. You are familiar. Yes, you are familiar. You have become too familiar with the message of the cross. When
you get saved, you go and play.
Familiarity is sin. When somebody enters your room without knocking. Familiarity is when you no longer say thank you.
They know at the house. You get in my room without knocking.
I say close the door. Close the door, knock. They will knock. I will not respond. I ask, who is at the door? It's me. I say, I don't know anyone by the name me. Who is at the door? Do you have a name? Yes, I have a name. Come in, please. What do you want? Then they get a long lesson. Why it is important for them not to open the door.
You
see, because there are certain things you are not supposed to see. But if you open the door, you will see things you are not supposed to see. And the rest of your life, you will struggle with those things. Yeah. So you are better if you knock and nobody opens. Don't open the door. Unless you are used to working in that room. You are expecting somebody the other side. They don't respond. You don't open the door. I say, you will see things that you will regret the rest of your life. Yeah. They will torment you. This is why they say, out of sight, out of mind. Familiarity is when somebody sleeps when you are preaching. When somebody yawns when you are preaching. Somebody looking at their wristwatch. To tell you,
and you are wasting my time.
Finish.
Faith.
You are familiar. Familiarity is when you are preaching, somebody is walking around for no reason whatsoever. Why am I just walking around?
They just stand up.
Familiarity is revealed when somebody is rude. Watch out for people who are rude. There are plenty. They are here in church. Yeah, very rude. We don't have time. I wanted to tell you about the Luciferian familiarity. Even Satan saving in the presence of God. He thought he was better than God. Yeah. Your girlfriend. Your friend. You know, they showed something. The girl went to the kitchen to cook. The girlfriend who visited them was making love with the husband. Familiarity. In the lounge, there's no privacy. Oh. People are horrible. Luciferian. They want to replace you. They see themselves in your position. Jezebelic spirit that undermines authority and those who are in power, legitimate authority. Athalian spirit who wants to kill every person who's a legal inheritor. Beneficiary. You are the legitimate beneficiary. The spirit of Athaliah will want to eliminate you. I don't forget the woman who was poisoning the child. He got a husband, the wife died. This man married them. He poisoned the children of this man. You saw the story. Poisoned three children. It's an Athalian attitude. They have their own children, but they want to kill somebody else's children. In the church, people are like that. They want good for their children, but they don't want good for the pastor. Yes, in one church, some few people that the pastor raised who are medical doctors and whatever, they are educated. They started a riot in the church. Yet, their children are going to the same school. How can it be good for your children and not good for my children? They went to all that. Our people in the church are poor. How can the pastor afford to take the children to
private school?
You are wicked. You wish good things for yourself. But you don't want good things for me.
Jesus Christ.
It's amazing. Athalian spirit. Familiarity takes away honor and respect of self. When it has gone bad, you self-destruct.
Yes,
you self-destruct. The person who said, I don't like you, I hate you, hated herself. Yes. Because you lost prestige. You lost support. You lost recognition. You lost celebration. You lost a lot of things. Familiarity. May the Lord have mercy. Every eye closed. Every head bowed.